Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a stolen vehicle taken from a residence on Spruce Avenue in McKinleyville on Thursday night. The victim reported that her 1995 blue Nissan Maxima had been stolen, and deputies and California Highway Patrol officers began searching the area. Deputies then received a report that the vehicle had been spotted near Alliance Road in Arcata, and when they and CHP officers reached the scene, they found the vehicle parked near an apartment complex. Deputies then contacted an intoxicated woman who was in the driver's seat, 35-year-old Julie Seep, who was arrested and booked and later released on her own recognizance. The California Highway Patrol responded to a single vehicle collision north of Willits near the Old Way station on Thursday night. 25-year-old Willits resident Cody Cassidy was driving northbound on Highway 101 when he allowed his pickup truck to drift onto the right shoulder. Cassidy then struck a tree and he and his 17-year-old passenger were forced to crawl from the wreckage. Cassidy suffered minor injuries and was able to flag down a passerby who called 911. The juvenile was airlifted to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital with serious injuries, and Cassidy was taken to a local hospital for treatment of moderate injuries. Cassidy was interviewed at the hospital, and it was determined he was not under the influence. Highway 101 was closed for about 15 minutes while the airlift took place. State lawmakers promised action on reforming the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, and on Wednesday, a bill that would affect how the law is applied passed from the Environmental Quality Committee with bipartisan support. The bill, Senate Bill 731, now heads to the Finance Committee for its consideration before being heard by the full Senate and Assembly. The bill would speed up the disposition of legal challenges to building projects to allow agencies to comply with CEQA by posting their findings on the internet and directs the State Attorney General's office to track CEQA lawsuits to ensure they are not being abused by vexatious litigants. The bill would also establish statewide standardized thresholds for the impacts of traffic and noise for infill projects and expand the exemptions for specific local planning projects that have been approved by local jurisdictions. Earlier this week, Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies responding to a 911 call in Ukiah came upon the scene and found 34-year-old Kirk Schaefer dead from a gunshot wound to the head. It was later determined that the fatal shot was self-inflicted after Schaefer had called the mother of his child and a second female to the scene. Schaefer then threatened both women and fired a round at the second female, who then fled to call for help. Schaefer then forced the mother into the residence and threatened her as well before he shot himself in the head. Schaefer was under an active domestic restraining order when the incident took place and was banned from contacting either the mother or the child at the time. The Southern Trinity Ranger District has issued a press release regarding the Gaynor fire, which was reported to the Fortuna Interagency Dispatch Center at 4:30 Thursday morning. The fire has burned about 2 acres so far and is located in an area that last burned in 2008 and that is filled with heavy brush, downed logs, and snags. A bulldozer crew along with a hand crew and smoke jumpers from Redding are on scene battling the blaze, which is about 50% contained. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Office of Education's Rising Stars program sent 15 students to the State Science Fair in Los Angeles in mid-April, and the Humboldt County kids made quite the impression. 7th grade students Aiden Meyer and Milo Weller from Pacific Union took home first place in the Junior Division Cognitive Science category for their project, Constant Distraction, Effects of Texting on Reading Comprehension. In the Junior Division Environmental Engineering category, Jacoby Creek 8th grader Kai Narum took second place for his project, Pay More Attention to Bioretention, Effectiveness of Filtration Media for Removal of Pollutants from Storm Water. As a result of finishing first and second, those three students are now eligible for the national competition. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served search warrants at a residence in the 4000 block of F Street in Eureka and another at a residence in the 2500 block of Garland Street on Wednesday. Officers seized two firearms, 90 growing marijuana plants, 180 grams of hash, and $9,000 in cash. Officers arrested 20-year-old Michelle Mendoza on possession and cultivation charges, and electrical service to the F Street location was turned off due to wiring issues. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.